Hello, welcome to Quiet Talk, episode three.
Episode four. Fourth episode of Quiet Talk. Welcome back.
Well done.
I'm George Alvarez, one of your hosts. I got to my left.
Cy Elliott, another host.
And we have a very special guest today.
Nasir is in the building. We live and direct. What's up, everybody?
What's up, Nasir?
Yeah.
What's your major here?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm a second-year audio engineer major, and I may or may not be looking into a minor in marketing.
Well, nice to meet you, finally.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.
How's your week been so far? Have you been working on shit,
like, lately? Yeah, so right now, my week is really busy. Every day is, like, every day is busy, but today is, like, busy, busy. So today, I had work at 10 to 2, and then I have this going on at 3. And then after this, I got a show tonight at Pomona Ale House at 7:30. Oh,
shit. P-Town?
So, yeah, so we working. Right now, it's really just shows, and I'm looking to get into my own beats because I just learned another side of the music industry. And I was like, dang, you feel me? So now I got to just get into another avenue, which is a good thing, but, you know,
keep myself busy. What'd you learn about the music industry?
Somebody just told me... my boy Nyan, he told me, he said if someone owns the exclusive rights to like your beat, they can make money off your song. So I'm thinking that was just like a producer thing, like because the producer made the beat, they always get money off of it. But he told me if like another artist owns it, they can get money off. So it's almost like if someone was to make like a sample and you use the sample and the other artist was like, hey, that's my song, I own the royalty, da da da, they can take it down. Yeah. So I heard that and I was like, I gotta stop using the same beats, you know? Get to make my own stuff.
I had originally thought that you were making your own beats too, because
really?
Yeah, because of the Spotify credits and stuff, it said like composer or something like that.
Oh, like nah, producer. I mean, in DistroKid, I try my best to put everybody on there, but sometimes between DistroKid and when it goes to the platforms, certain information is not transferred over.
Right, yeah. Get you.
Who are some of the producers you have in your company right now that you really like?
Right now, I got Vani, aka V12. She's a part of Room Full of Mirrors with Punch from TDE. She's a very great producer. And then my boy Sky, he's friends with one of my friends, so it's like mutual friends.
Nice.
So he did the beat to my most latest release, Don't Hang It Up. So it's just those two. So I just been getting game from everybody, you know, other people who make beats on campus too, just seeing what everybody uses and what I can use, you know, what works for me.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense, because even though I did think you were producing, your beats still seemed pretty eclectic for, like, you know, your style. Like, I mean, like, any style that you have, it's pretty just, like, you're just coming out with, like, different tones and stuff, you know what I mean? Different energies.
I think that's important, though, because I don't want to be no one-trick pony, and I want to cater to, like, different audiences. So I think I want to have a song for different environments.
Yeah.
So recently, I think one of my biggest shows was in Santa Barbara. During MLK weekend, and it was like a party vibe, you know, so I had to bring some party songs to it. So I played At the Kickback, which is a party song. I played Gang Slide, which is like everybody likes that song.
Yeah.
But if it's like a more mellow type vibe, like maybe like a jazz club or open mic night, I might do like some R&B stuff. So that's where like my single Don't Hang It Up comes in.
Right, yeah.
So yeah. So that just make sure I hit different locations, you feel me?
Yeah. Because I was listening to At the Kickback, and I was like, damn, this shit's high energy. And it was V12, I think, your first song, too, that was, like, match that energy, too.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to perform those tonight, actually?
Yeah, so tonight I have a 30-minute set. So I'm doing some release stuff and some unreleased stuff. But I like to start off with my more hype stuff, depending on who's coming after me. But I don't really know the artist who's coming after me. So I like to keep the energy high and then kind of just bring it down.
Do you feel like the shit you've been working on lately is higher energy, or are you kind of tuning into a more introspective type energy?
Man, I feel like right now it's just all over the place.
Right.
I can't I'm not sticking to one thing. If I hear something I like, I'm going to get on it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Whether that's low melody or it's high tempo, whatever it is, I'm on it. Because I can also like everything that I record, it won't come out at the same time. Right. So I can just add it to the vault. And then when it's time to release it, it's time to release it.
That's real.
Yeah. But as far as right now, it being summer and all, it's probably like some upbeat stuff right now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The party's cracking off. Yeah, you feel me? Like, I don't think no one's getting their feelings during the summer. So,
You underestimate. How long have you been like making music like this?
Me.
Making music. So, I started taking like serious, like for real, once I got to college. So, about 2 years now since I'm a second year. But I was always playing around with it in high school. So, it was this website called BandLab.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know about it? Yeah. So, one of my close friends, he put me onto it. And we was just playing around with it, just seeing what we can do. And then we started posting music, and we liked it. I don't know if anybody else in high school did, but we thought it was cool. So I just kept at it. And eventually, once I got to college, everybody else liked it. So 2 years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you said you're I know you're, the show is in Pomona tonight, but you're also from Pomona, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Born and raised. Just raised in Pomona. Yeah. I was born in Jacksonville, Florida, yeah. But I just been there so long, I just feel like it's just a part of who I am. Like, I might as well have been born there.
Yeah, I guess.
How do you feel like Pomona influences your sound?
I think Pomona influences my sound just because at times I feel like a fish out of water almost, you feel me? It's very Latinx populated community. So I think me being African-American and getting in touch with them is just like I'm able to hear their music and also like reflect that through my sound. So I might like this trumpet that is a part of their culture and add it to, you know, my sound too. So yeah. I feel like Pomona just shaped me because we're all so similar, you feel me, within like our day-to-day lives and our day-to-day struggles, but we're also different, which is just a good thing because you can relate to my music even though we're from two different parts of town and we have two different struggles.
Raised the same city, so yeah.
Yeah.
Were you, when you were first doing shows, were you doing it locally in Pomona or were you trying to get out there more?
It was local for sure. Like I said, we were just playing around with it, doing open mic nights, just seeing what we can get into. The first show, I think it's called The Alleyway, Pomona. They might have changed their name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, it's right there.
Pomona, downtown Pomona is low-key a good spot for like all that stuff because I know they got hella rappers playing at the basement all the time, alley.
Dude, I don't know about none of this shit, bro. That's why.
You gotta tap in.
For real, yeah. Bro.
They have some, like, pretty. Like, they'll have, like, smaller artists, too, at the basement, but, like, they'll have, like, pretty big foos, too. Like, I know OGZ played there not that long ago.
Yeah, maybe at, like, the Fox or, like, the Glass House.
Yeah, Fox or the Glass House, too. Sherm.
Yep.
It's also where they get their start.
Yeah, Team BZ.
Yeah, it's like, they mainly just, like, Cali artists, they come out there, but it's just, like, it's also good because you can run into, like, a bigger artist. Like, let's say if I had, like, a open mic night down the street from the Glass House or the Fox, we could just cross paths and just be like, you feel me? It's a networking opportunity.
Yeah. No, yeah, Pomona, downtown Pomona is like a hidden gem for real. Because like people think of P Town and they're like, oh, it's Pomona, like Hall Avenue.
But like, that's IE.
It's almost IE. They're like, eh. I know you work in Pomona.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just came from Pomona right now.
Where you work at?
Domino's.
What section of what street?
On Gary and Grand.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Where are you from in Pomona?
I stay on the east side, so I was over there. You know where the swap meet is?
Yeah.
I stay like a little behind
the swap meet. Indian Hill?
Yeah, around there. Yeah. Nice.
How did you get your start? Like, what were some of the first shows you did? And then how did it get to the point where you're at now? Where you're kind of performing pretty frequently.
I think it's just having a good product and having a good energy. You feel me? So the first show, I was just, you know, I think anybody's going to be nervous during their first performance. But over time, you get used to it. So like I said, it was at the, I don't know why I'm forgetting the name right now, but it's called like The Alleyway or like the Pomona Alley maybe. It was cool. I did that during high school with my friends. It was cool. And then from there, we just tried to find like other little spots we could perform at or like just play our music during lunch. So I went to a performing arts school. So they would just encourage us to like, you know, perform our art. So that's what we would do. But then over time, I just got better with it. I started investing in myself more. Like, I have, like, a mini studio in my dorm. So once the quality and the work got better, it was just word of mouth. Like, oh, have you heard about Nasir? And then, like, once they saw, like, the product and who I was and, like, how serious I am about it, that's when, like, doors of opportunity started opening up. So now it's, like, they see the work or, like, they see what I can do. Then they just put me in a position to where, like, it benefits us both. So I think it's really just having a good product but also knowing how to market or just network your product with the right people. Yeah.
Are you doing a lot of the marketing on your own? Is it kind of a solo venture or do you have a team of people behind you?
As far as marketing goes, it's really just on myself making the content and releasing stuff like that. But you know, my family's behind me. My brothers are behind me. My close friends are always a part of this too. So, but for the most part, it's just like really on me, like getting different networks and things of that nature. So yeah, it's just like one man band, but I'm not opposed to getting a team or anything like that. It's just, I don't know. I feel like some things are just like, at least for right now, just working by yourself is a good thing just so you can see what works for you. Yeah. And once you know what works for you, you're able to put a team behind it.
Yeah, building your own foundations so you could see who you would want to work with in the future.
Right.
Yeah, and you mentioned your family. I was just curious, like, how do you feel like they influence your sound, or how do they, or how do they feel about you trying to pursue music in general?
My mom, she wasn't cool with it at first. she wanted me to do something else. But then last semester I performed for the Male Success Alliance Spring Summit.
Yeah.
And that's when she was like, okay, like he's taking it serious for real. Cause like I said, in high school, I was just in a way like playing around with it. Like I wasn't really taking it serious. But now I'm taking it serious, and she's like sees it for what it is. So she supports it now. So she's just like asking me like, oh, what I'm doing, or like, she's kind of like my manager in a sense. Not really my manager, but she's giving me like different tips that could work. And she's the one that influenced me to like want to do marketing as a minor. But other than that, my brothers, my friends, they've been with me since day one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, having a good support system is like
almost definitely
so essential.
Yeah, because this game can get discouraging for sure.
Yeah.
I was kind of curious about, because you were speaking about your friends being such a big part of your career. You know what I mean? Your homies coming up with you, they were like your collaborators too. And now you have, are you still collaborating with them? Or are you collaborating with different people?
Right now, I'm collaborating with everybody. To be honest with you, like I'm not against. Yeah, if we work, if you want to work and I want to work, we can work. It's right, you feel me? I'm all about it. Young Skipper, Jay the Don, Massey Masio, those three core people that been with me since the jump, as well as like my brothers, KB, Trey, and J Star. So they just been with me since the jump. But I feel like right now, it's not that I don't collaborate with them, it's just like I'm venturing out, you feel me? And they understand that too. It's not no bad blood, like they don't have no resentment. Just like I'm just doing what I'm doing, and like I'm not gonna forget about them, you feel me? But like, in a sense, you gotta put yourself first, almost.
No, for sure. As an artist, there's like, I feel like, yeah, you have to make that space for your art. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just like, in a sense, gotta be selfish with every opportunity, but not like you still gotta be selfless while being selfish. You feel me? So take the opportunity as its own and make it your own, but don't like forget about who was there from, you know, since jump.
I get you.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any clubs you're working on right now?
Yeah, most definitely. So me and another student that goes here, his name's Gozy, we have a song coming out real soon. We just actually shot some content for it last night. Nice. So he's releasing that. I'm on the hook and a verse. And then I have a song that I'm performing on this year's Male Success Alliance Spring Summit with C5. So he's from up north, but he lives in downtown LA. So we locked in and got some stuff going on. He's a DH alumni too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he has some of his merch in the bookstore. It was called Dorm Flow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we linked up with this.
That's cool. Have you looked into making merch?
Yeah, most definitely. So right now I'm creating I wouldn't necessarily call it a clothing brand line, because I feel like I just don't want to put most of my attention towards that. But when I do shows, I want to have just, you know, merch to give out to my supporters. And it's called Eyes on the Prize. So if you follow me on Instagram @_NSCRR, I will be posting updates on that very, very soon. But yes, I have thought about it. And we do got some pretty cool designs that's coming up, so yeah.
What's up?
Hyped. Where does the name come from?
Eyes on the Prize?
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, this game can be pretty discouraging, and I feel like that's what anybody, you know, I feel like if you're trying to do something outside of the norm, you feel me, like you want to be an actor or a musician, that's not something typical to like other people, you know? So while you're in this journey, while you're in this game, there's going to be some things that's going to break you down, but there's also going to be some things that like put you on a high pedestal. And I feel like no matter in which position you are in, like, you gotta keep your eyes on the prize, you feel me? It's almost like if you take an L, don't give up, you feel me? You gotta keep your eyes on the prize. But just because you've been having a good run, that don't mean you can just lay back, you feel me? You gotta still keep it going, you can still keep it moving.
Damn, I love that. Eyes on the prize, yeah.
That resonates with me lately.
Yeah, you feel me? It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, you talked about getting some shooting done recently. You're talking about getting some shooting done with your homie. Like, is that for a music video coming out pretty soon for that single, or is it just for promotional shit?
So that was just, well, it's both of our songs, but it's just on his catalog.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so that was just, you know, solely out of him. But I'm not, you feel me? If it's your song, I'll hop in the video with you, you feel me? Because we both made it. So that was just for him. But as far as shooting goes, I got a great cameraman. Goes by the name of Shutter Tie. So he actually shot the cover art, the live performance, the visualizer for Don't Hang It Up, my single. So he's very good. So we locked in. He helps me with a lot of my stuff. But as far as that, we're just going to keep working and keep getting the content out.
Yeah. That's sick. Do you have any, have a lot of like ideas that come to you directors wise for your videos, or do you kind of like to leave that to people that interpret it themselves as a director, I guess? You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm not opposed to letting the director do his thing, but it's just like, I'm pretty sure I have my own way how I want this to go.
Right.
Now, of course, along the lines or when we just shooting in the field, they're going to give me like their perspective on it. And I may or may not listen to it, but I'm not opposed to hearing it. If you got something that could just make this process better, I'll listen to it. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like there's a certain umbrella to which this video is going to go. Yeah. And as long as everything falls under that umbrella, then we good.
Yeah, that makes sense. You still want that creative control, so.
Yeah, I just feel like if I have a song called Blue Sky, like, I don't want to talk about the green grass too much. You
know? Yeah. You feel me? Like, that's true. Yeah. I get you.
Is there a favorite song of your own?
My favorite song, and I think every time I play it for somebody else, they really like it. It's called Gang Slide. That's just, as soon as the beat drops, I'm on it. I'm just rapping. Pretty fast tempo song. Gang Slide, just me and my brothers trying to make dimes. Ball up on the rim so I can't tell you about the bass. She want to see him off the DM, tell her baby hit my face. I would suggest you play that one when, like, you're doing a little late night drive. You may or may not be going over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching.
Honestly, I was listening to your shit, bro. That's exactly the vibes I was getting from, like, a lot of your shit.
Yeah. I was listening on the drive here. I was like, oh, this makes it so much easier. Because, like, P-Town to here, it's a good hour.
Yeah, so you just, yeah, that's love, bro. Appreciate that. But, yeah, so I was kind of in my beginning stages when I made that song. So I don't know if y'all know what the Blue Snowball mic is. It's a USB mic.
It doesn't even really sound like that. I didn't hear it and be like, oh, what? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
So like I recorded it on the Blue Snowball mic in my room, back at my mom's house. And I was recording it and I was like, you know, this is a cool song, but you know, you gotta put that quality into it after, so that post, you feel me? So I have Logic. So I was just on there just locking in, just trying to make it sound as best as possible. So that's just my favorite song because that just really showed me, like, you know, if you put in the work and you put in, like, enough time into it, it's just everybody's most likely going to rock with it. And that's just what it's been since I released it.
Damn, that's right. You're working on your mixes too, huh?
Yeah. Like I'm saying, like, just how you asked me earlier, like, I just dang near do everything.
Right. Yeah. I feel you.
So you're mixing your own music?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So I shoot my own content. Damn. Engineer my own stuff, mix my own stuff. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I want to get into make my own beats, because I was just, like, that last factor. Like, I just had to step into that world.
Yeah, because your music is so, like, professional sounding already.
It sounds like it's in a studio recording. Yeah, you know, so what I mean?
When you said, like, you were on the Blue mic, I was like, no way. Yeah. Like, this
that
just
wasn't
sounds
always, though. So, like, so the Blue mic was just the beginning, and then Kickback, that was done on the Rode NT1A. This is the mic I have now.
Okay.
So we did that, and then I'll mix it a little bit, and then I ask, like, some people around me, like, hey, what do you think about this? And he'll be like, send it to me. I might put a little tweaks on it, you feel me? Yeah. So I'm getting like, a little bit of help for sure, like, for as sure. anybody would, because, like, I'm not perfect at this, and you might know something that I don't. So right. go ahead and you put your spin on it. But for the most part, I have, like, a little bit of, not a little bit, but I have saying, like, how I want it to sound or how I want it to be mixed.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Who are your go-to people for tweaking like that?
LJ Savvy. That's been my boy since high school. So he's the one who mixed Don't Hang It Up, just because it was just like an open studio session. So we were just on the basis of, like, whatever happens, happens. And I didn't have, like, the file, like, all the stems and everything. So he just took care of that for me, so that was love. So whenever I have, not necessarily issues, but whenever I, like, need another ear, I'll just tap in with him and he'll tell me, like, you know, you should do this, or I just got this recently, I think you should get it. It just makes your sound 100% better. So that was just happy for sure.
Having someone to go to is so essential. Like, Sai, I have my friend Sai right here. We both produce and mix, and we'll always send each other stuff and be like, oh, I need an extra ear on this. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, you can get that audio fatigue.
Yeah.
I feel like you got the headphones on for too long. Even when you're in front of the speakers, you keep hearing the same thing over and over. You need, like, a fresh set of ears to come in and tell you, like, you know what, maybe you should turn it down, or maybe you should switch that up with something.
Yeah. And for me, sometimes I get lost in my influences, and I'm like, I don't even know what I made right now. And then I'll send it to someone and they'll be like, oh, that shit sounds like there's that one beat and you're like, that's like some Adventure Time shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a Shake a Fin type vibe, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, shit. Like, I do get that feel from it.
Yeah.
It's good to receive, like, I guess people in your circle who are so close to you, like, know where these sounds are coming from. Because,
like you said
earlier, like, there's no original thought.
Yeah, nah.
We're all just a culmination of our influences.
Right, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, how has the audio program here at Dominguez Hills been beneficial to you?
I think it's just been love. I think Dominguez Hills itself has just been love.
Right?
Yeah. I think I've received like nothing bad really. I think because in high school they wasn't really like rocking with my music, like I said, and it was performing arts school, so I'm thinking like, you know, you would probably like you probably like the music, but that hasn't been the case. But at DH, I don't know, it's just different. It's more like a fresh breath of air. Like I come here, they see my music for what it is, and they like it. And then like we just try to help each other out. Like just like this example, like. This right here is transactional because y'all helping me and I'm helping y'all, you feel me? So yeah. I think just being here in DH overall, just even in the audio program, is just, I feel like, it's just, like I said, it's just been love. I can't explain it no other way. It's been love. I don't feel like no one has no ill intent, you feel me?
Yeah. I am also like a big fan of this program. Everybody like is genuinely like wanting the best for everybody else.
Yeah.
Even foods that maybe don't like get along, like they're, no one's trying to hinder anyone else. It's like, yeah, we're really just trying to make it all out together. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, your net worth is your network. Mm-hmm. So you gotta,
yeah,
gotta be cool with everyone.
Yeah, nah, that's facts for real.
For real. All right. What's next for you, Nasir?
What's next for Nasir? Really just what I've been doing, just putting it to a higher level of more quality. So more music, more shows, more videos, more content, more collabs, and more interviews.
Yeah. This one's gonna be out soon.
Yep.
We gotta catch you after a show one time and then do a post show interview with
you. Yeah, that'd be cool. An impromptu one.
Yeah, that'll be hard. Or pre. Y'all can catch me April 19th.
April 19th.
We're gonna be in the theater, the Mel Sesson Lounge. Yeah, I got a show.
Oh, for the Spring Fling.
Yeah, Spring Summit. Yeah,
that could be pretty sick actually.
They changed the name.
Yeah, yeah. So me and C5 we're actually gonna perform our song together. But after that, yeah, y'all come slide down.
Oh, really?
See what's up. Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that more.
Definitely.
All right, we like to ask our guest as a two final questions.
Okay.
Any media, like, what are you consuming right now?
As far as, like, watching or, like, hearing stuff?
Yeah.
Anything,
yeah.
Like, what are you into right now?
As far as shows and stuff go, I feel like everybody's on YouTube.
Real.
So I'll be watching YouTube. on YouTube, there's this show called Black Chicago Be Like, and he has, like, different parts, different series, so I watch that. But as far as, like, TV shows, I'm on BMF.
BMF.
Black Mafia Family, yeah, that's on HBO. So that's I'm on that like heavy. So they just released a third season, I believe. So I've been watching that. As far as music goes, I gotta check my playlist because I've been listening to a lot. I've been listening to myself, of course, and I see I've been listening to my music. Larry June's always in my rotation.
Yeah.
And Kari, he's a R&B artist. And yeah, there's a couple others. Huncho, he's pretty hot right now, so. Those three be in my rotation.
For sure.
Yeah, nice. I feel like you just got to start your day off with like something smooth, so I put on Larry June in the morning.
Yeah, I feel that.
You want the long pauses are like really funny to everybody, but like it's really, really helpful in editing.
Yeah, because you go on.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'll clip it right there, put it together. You won't even know that there was 30 seconds of awkward silence. Like,
Yeah, that makes sense.
What made y'all like, did y'all come up with this or like how did this come about?
So... what happened was I got the job here, right, at KDHR in the Dominguez Hills radio station, and I had, like, so many ideas coming in, and I knew that I wanted to just promote student artists because I knew that there were so many artists in literally, like, in my classes, but I know that there is way more just out. And I was like, what can I do to help promote student musicians and student artists of, like, multimediums? I know we have a guest coming up that are graphic designers and, like, painters.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of like my brainchild. Like I was talking about it with Jorge and we kind of became friends in like the program too in classes. But I didn't want to be a host. I didn't really want to like do that. I just wanted to produce these things. And him and his friend Sai had then applied to do a show like this where they just like kind of do DJ sets and like interview other students and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess it's like, it was a group effort, but like definitely because I got an in at the radio station.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to do something with it because before me, there wasn't any like episodes or anything produced for like a good like 2 years.
Yeah.
And now we're churning out like hella episodes, hella like stuff. So.
So this has been used in 2 years.
Yeah, it's been pretty empty.
Dang.
Shouts out Danny for real.
Shouts out Danny.
How do y'all feel like just coming in here and just, you know, exchange the energy with different people?
Bro, it's a great opportunity. Yeah. I'm very thankful for it.
We love conversating with people.
Yeah.
And especially artists. We just don't have, like, the place to do it all the time.
Yeah,
it's like having a center for that's so important to us.
Yeah.
Sai and I and Obi, like, Obi's our friend. Yeah. Our partner, he just can't be here with us today.
Yeah, he's really cool. He's like, he does like video editing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's a
cool fool. But sure, yeah. We've always had the idea of building some sort of community of local artists.
Yeah.
So it's like finally being able to put that down into a radio station format, which we hadn't thought of before. Yeah. So it's like we both had these ideas and we're teaming up to put them together.
Yeah, because that's the main thing. It's like you're saying, like, you can have as many ideas as you want. It's really like having multiple people, like having a team of people, yeah, is what, yeah, gets the product out there. And yeah, I feel like a lot of us too, because we're all about the same age, like, you know, like what, 19, 20, 18, 20.
Yep, yep, yep.
22. Goddamn old man over here.
Got you, unk.
Unk for real. And I feel like all of us kind of grew up seeing like communities, yeah, get big. I'm thinking of like Odd Future or like even like Burger Records, which is i.e. Pomona area. Mm-hmm. Those are all like, they were just like sick ass foods that like happened to be friends or meet in like a certain place and then, yeah, you know, come up together in that way. So, yeah, stuff
that's
like that.
I feel like that's kind of how it was for me too. Like, just seeing like other people around you win, and then also like just putting people in position to win. Like, if you feel like, not necessarily like you can't do this opportunity, but you're like, you know what, I think Danny would be good for this. Let me go ahead and tag her. Yeah. I feel, mm-hmm, like that's how it is. That's what just with anything though. That's what I'm saying. DH has been love because people have just been putting me towards certain opportunities, and I've been putting others in certain opportunities, and we've just been tapping in with each other, seeing how it's been, and just like, oh, like, I feel like this is this, or I feel like we could do this better next time, you feel me? So it's always a peaceful environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate
y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're the best.
Thank you.
We have our final question, though.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could be like something of yours, could be something of your friends, could just be something you're watching that you want people to watch, too.
Right now, all I can say is just follow me on Instagram again at _NSCRR and tap the link in my bio and just check out my YouTube page. We have all my catalogs on there, live performances, visualizers, music itself. I have lyrics in the description if you want to learn my songs. Look out for that. If you are available, 7:30 p.m. tonight, Pomona Ale House, I'm performing. And April 19th, Mills Test Line Spring Summit in University Theater.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Nasir.
Well, definitely.